We'll move along to UFC coach Steve Sarkisian, and the Trojans are on the road at Arizona this weekend. We'll take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Daniel Usman at US Today Sports.
Steve, I was just wanting to know what your philosophy is or how you guys sort of manage the Hail Marys, both from an offensive and defensive standpoint.
Well, you know, oddly enough, we've been part of two of them here the last 2 weeks. You know, we've caught one, and we've had to defend one that got caught against us. We practice it every week. We practice it Thursday and Friday. You try to put your best players in position to be successful, and then you try to put your most competitive guys in position to be successful. But you know, our position on them is that you have to practice it. It's part of the game. You never know when they're really going to come about. We've hadn't been a part of one here in a long time, and all of a sudden we've had two in 2 weeks, like I said. So you just have to prepare for them.
How much have you guys talked about them in the wake of this?
I'm sorry?
How much have you guys talked about them just after this two-week run here?
I mean, the same amount we normally would. I mean, you go through them, you practice it, you walk through them, you try to talk about the different scenarios and put your players in those scenarios, whether it's in training camp, and then throughout the weeks, each week, you know. And, you know, I don't think that the point of emphasis on them has been the same. It's, again, if we do it weekly, this isn't something that we're working on now that we've had to be faced with them the last 2 weeks. We prepare for them every week, and it just happens to be that we've seen one on each side of the ball the last 2 weeks.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve Rivera, Fox Sports Arizona.
Good morning, Coach. I'm doing a story on Arizona's defense. There's some questions that had been coming up about it before the Oregon game, and they played very well. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Well, I think they're very well coached. First of all, they do a really good job within the scheme. The 3-3 stack looks. The secondary is a group that does a nice job of playing zone and man coverages. They do a good job of mixing their pressures in up front. And they've got a really good leader. You know, the right kid is a kid who makes plays in the running game, the passing game. A tremendous, you know, strip fumble last week against Oregon. So it's a good group. They play hard. They keep the ball in front of them. They don't give up big plays, and then they create turnovers when they need them, which is a sign of a good defense.
And just lastly, their offensive line is a veteran group. Just the importance of having that. It's done very well so far.
Well, it's a nice luxury to have. You got a group who's played a lot of football together. They communicate really well with one another. They haven't seen. You know, you're not going to give them something new. They've seen it all up until this point. And I think for them, when you've got a young quarterback and a young tailback, there's comfort in knowing you've got a veteran group up front that can handle the variety of looks that you could get throughout a game and throughout a season. And they're, you know, they're reaping the benefits of that.
Great. Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingston, Bleacher Report.
Coach, after the Boston College game, Chris Hawkins had mentioned that they kind of didn't really block Leonard, letting his movement kind of dictate where they went. Are you anticipating the same thing from Arizona with their zone read? And if so, how do you prepare for that?
Well, we always prepare for it, you know. I think it's a matter of making sure that we're properly aligned. It's not just about Leonard. It's about all 11 players on every defensive snap. That our responsibilities are intact. Who's responsible for the running back? Who's responsible for the quarterback? Who's covering the wide receivers? Because nowadays in college football, every play there's really three plays on every play. There's the run, designed run for the runner. There's the quarterback who can pull the ball and run it. And then there's pass routes on every play. So you have to cover all the receivers as well. Arizona does it as good as anybody in the country. And that's how they tax you. They make you defend everybody. And this week will be no difference. We'll get some zone read where Leonard will be unblocked, and we'll get other stuff where other guys will be unblocked. It's just critical that we're that we're disciplined in our assignments and that everybody does their job down after down after down.
And after this week, with the number of drives that stalled out around midfield or so, what do you see as being key moving forward to keeping to sustaining those drives?
Well, our third down conversions, we need to continue to have success there. We've been doing a pretty nice job of that. You know, one of the keys for us is to get in more yards and chunks. You know, we've been doing some really good stuff, some really good things, but we need to find ways to generate more yards on individual plays. And I thought we improved that in the running game. I think it's an area of focus of ours in the passing game this week, so that we don't have so many drives that are 9, 10, 12-play type drives. We need to be able to get yards and chunks, and that means our execution needs to improve. That means guys need to have the awareness and the ability to break tackles in the open field and then ultimately make plays when the ball comes to them.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Steve, can you sum up the your takeaway on the defense? You got hit up pretty good by Boston College with the run and then last week with the pass.
I think the hard part, Bud, is we played pretty good defense in the game until about the last 5 minutes of the game. And for whatever reason, those final 5 minutes, I think they have, you know, we gave up almost 250 yards of offense in three drives there. And it's unfortunate because we'd actually played pretty good defense against a very talented offense all night long. And so the key for us is to remain focused, to play all 60 minutes and not get caught up in thinking the game's over. Because, you know, from what that offense had done previously to a lot of other teams, we were playing fine. But for whatever reason, we relaxed, gave up some big plays at the end of the ball game that ultimately affected us and didn't allow us to go win the game.
Thank you.
We'll take one more question.
Your next question comes from the line of John Gold, the Arizona Daily Statesman.
Coach, Antoine Woods has a fairly interesting kind of life story, growing up where he grew up and then kind of taking the ride over to Taft High School. Can you just kind of talk about where he's kind of come along as a player, as a person during his tenure at USC?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, I recruited Antoine coming out of high school and had developed a relationship then when I was at the University of Washington, and then now have been here for you know, I don't know, 10 months now. I've been impressed with Antoine's maturity. I really think he's a guy that's grown into one of our team leaders. He works extremely hard. He's a tough kid. He does everything, you know, exactly the way we're asking of it to be done, whether it's on the field or off the field. And I'm very proud of him. You know, I think guys mature, and he's a really indicative of the college experience. A guy coming in 18 years old. And maturing along the way and putting himself in position to be one of our team leaders. I'm really proud of Antoine.
You know, so much of that story is about his relationship with his father and kind of his father kind of keeping him on the path and towards USC and college football. Do you have any relationship with his father at all?
No, you know, really my relationship's with Antoine.
Okay. And one final question. Can you just sort of talk about his play this year?
I think Antoine's playing well. You play nose tackle, and it's not always the most, you know, glorifying position. Sometimes you're taking on double teams to free up linebackers to make plays. Sometimes you're maintaining a gap in the running game, and the ball bounces so the other guys can make plays. But Antoine's a very good football player. He's improving, which is a great sign. And I really think his best days of playing for us are still ahead of him.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
All right, Steve, that'll do it for you today. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. See you.